800-508-3094. That's 800-508-3094. 800-508-3094.
All right, Ted Taylor won a 4-pack of movie passes. We're going to have more of those to give away at the conclusion of Mike Schultz's appearance. And again, it's brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures.
That's right, Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd Street. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and the IMAX theater. It's here.
I guess there's a lot of kids walking around the high school that look like zombies, and that's because of the midnight screening of Harry Potter last night. That's the intel I'm getting from the inside. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
I can't do midnight shows
anymore. No, I mean, seriously.
There's no way.
Seriously.
No, thanks.
The last midnight show you did was what?
I think the last midnight show might have been
Rocky
back
Horror.
When the, back when the yes, back in the 70s.
The Wall.
Was back when we had the Bruin View.
Right.
And I saw Train Spotting at midnight.
Okay.
But I didn't make it. I passed right out after about an hour or so.
Yeah.
Now, it's just late for me. You know, I love that movie.
Were you here to see any movies at Duck Creek?
Duck Creek. As a matter of fact, yes. This is a terrible story. Yeah.
I didn't mean to bring up it.
No, it's a great story. But in college, some friends and I actually blew off a class that we had, I think, 3 different times in 2 weeks to go see Raising Arizona.
Ah.
We just went over and over and saw Raising Arizona. Yeah,
right.
Got it memorized. Yeah, so, yeah. Are they getting a new movie theater?
No, it's just what we were talking about. They used to always show midnight movies every weekend.
I liked it there. I thought it was pretty intimate and kind of cool. Yeah, it was all right.
Long time ago.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the movies you've seen in the more recent past, like the last week or so.
Yeah. Well, speaking of falling asleep, we passed right out during Skyline. Boy, oh boy, is that movie crap on toast.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Wow. But I can't think
crap
of
crap on toast.
It's unbelievably
bad.
Why
is it so bad?
It's just
boring.
It's boring as hell. Yeah. You know the basic idea, aliens are coming, they're sucking out our brains.
Yeah.
But it's a really low budget horror movie. The effects are good for the budget, I think. But it starts in a condo in Los Angeles, and they see these horrible things happening outside. They run up to the roof, and then they're like, let's get out of here. Let's go back to the condo. And then they're like, well, let's maybe go to the street. And they go to the street, back to the condo. Then they go back to the roof, then back to the condo. It's basically a long elevator ride to hell.
We're safe in here, and the nice thing is we don't have to mow our
the
own
aliens,
lawn.
For some reason, can't see through Venetian blinds. It turns out that's the big key. Yeah, they've got all this power, but they cannot see through Venetian blinds.
I like that.
It's just ridiculous. Horrible dialogue, bad acting. It's just... Yeah, it doesn't move.
Stay away from Skyline.
So I fell asleep. I have no idea how that thing ends.
So this is going to be one that makes the top 10 crap list, maybe?
It's certainly in the top 20. Yeah, okay. For sure. It's really, really poor.
Okay.
Awful. But I really liked the Train movie, Unstoppable. I thought it was a blast.
It's getting good reviews.
Yeah, I thought it was good. There's nothing to it. It's just there's a train going super fast. Let's stop it. And. Yeah. But it was kind of refreshing to see a thriller without a bad guy in it, which was kind of cool. It's like, there's no villain. There's just...
Well, the train's the villain.
The train's the villain, absolutely. And they kind of shoot it like it's devilish. It's got this big red face, and it's got, like, its number is 777, where you would put eyebrows. And so it's like, it looks like it's going, I'm going to kill Philadelphia. You know, it's... I don't know why I became that guy for a minute, but...
At some point, does Sir Topham Hatt yell because the train is causing confusion and delay? No?
No such luck.
That happens. No. Sometimes.
It's a good time. I had a blast.
All right.
How long is it?
It's pretty. I think it's pretty quick. I don't quite remember. I think about an hour 40, maybe.
Yeah, because it seems to me you wouldn't make that over 2 hours.
No, that would be kind of ridiculous.
Right.
It's
too
it's
much
speed
train.
Yeah, it's like Speed without Dennis Hopper, but that's not bad.
Is that all you saw? Those two movies?
Yeah, because the other one was the other thing that opened was Morning Glory, which I caught on Wednesday.
Oh right. Yeah, right. We already got that.
So
right.
Yeah, so we's caught up. Yeah.
So there's two movies opening today that I know of.
Yes.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Harry, Ron, and Hermione set... Is that her name?
Hermione.
Yeah. Set out on a perilous mission to track down the secret to Voldemort's destruction, the Horcruxes.
Yeesh. What is that?
I know. We're about to find out with this clip from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Going somewhere? Nobody else is going to die. Not for me. You may be the chosen one, mate. This is a whole lot bigger than that. It's always been bigger than that. Come with me, or leave Hermione. You're mad. We wouldn't last 2 days without her. Don't tell her I said that.
That bit of dialogue reminds me of that Eddie Izzard bit where, like...
I'm laughing already, because I love him.
Yeah. You know, where it's like... English movies are just about people going, oh, you're in the room. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was arranging matches.
Oh. Yeah. I had arranging matches.
Didn't see you there.
That didn't sound that interesting.
It wasn't that terrifying, but...
But this thing's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah,
and
it's almost done, so
right.
we'll
close.
Go with a smile on my face.
Yeah. Time for the kids to move on, huh?
Yeah, I think so. It's been enough. And then the reboots come in 10 years,
of course.
The most
profitable movie franchise ever. It's made more money than
you're
Bond.
You're kidding.
It's made more money
worldwide.
Than Star Wars.
Really?
Yep.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yep.
Wow.
And they still got 2 more movies to drop.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Drop.
Yeah.
Is that because they're relatively inexpensive compared to Star Wars movies? Or
profitable? I'm talking box office.
Okay.
Now, if you adjust for inflation, another thing. But yeah,
okay.
Harry Potter movies have made more money than the Star Wars movies and more money than all 22 Bond movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But not as much as Saw movies.
And then also opening today, this is confusing. Why would you open a movie when Harry Potter's out there? I guess this is more of an adult movie.
Well, it's a little bit more adult, but also just in case the screenings are sold out, I guess. What else can we go see?
The Next 3 Days. Russell Crowe is a desperate man who risks everything in an elaborate plan to break his wife out of prison. His wife's Jennifer Banks, so I get why you'd want her out of prison.
Elizabeth Banks.
What did I say?
Jennifer.
Elizabeth. Who's Jennifer Banks?
I don't know.
You made her up.
One of your imaginary friends, Dave.
That's your girlfriend from Canada.
It's my Canadian girlfriend. That's right. She lives in Vancouver.
Her name is Roberta.
Yeah.
That's her middle name, Roberta.
Here's a clip from The Next 3 Days.
What do you want to know?
How you escaped when no one else could.
No prison in the world is airtight. Each one has a key. You just have to find it. You have to know where you're going to go and how you're going to get there. You have to know how they plan to get you. From the time they make the call, the police gun of the center of the city sealed tight in 15 minutes. Within 35 minutes, they can have cops at every toll booth on the interstate.
What if you can't get out? 35 minutes is not a lot of time.
Then surrender.
Because they will shoot you on sight.
What kind of voice is Liam Neeson doing there?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know what that accent is. It's... like Middle Earth Boston Irish something.
And now I want you to back me up on this when you see the movie, because what I've read and what I've heard Russell Crowe say is Liam Neeson is a guy who escaped from prison,
mm-hmm.
and Russell Crowe finds him by Googling how do you get out of jail.
So this guy wrote a tell-all book, or
it would seem to me that would be a mistake
of some sort?
If you were on the lam to write a book and be findable on the Google.
Yeah, right.
to be that
easy to be found?
Yeah. Because the cops
authorities
have never thought
you?
Of that. Well, we should just Google the
Why
guy.
Why don't we Google him and
this
see
this Liam Neeson's a real know-it-all in his movies anymore, isn't
he? Yeah,
like,
really
he's going to tell you exactly. They're gonna grab you now.
He's very sage.
He's like, in 10 minutes. It's like he... It doesn't matter if it's his daughter hiding under a bed or it's this guy. He's going to tell you how. He's a know-it-all.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to go down.
He's like Morpheus,
and I've got it down to the minute.
But I'm going to do it in a weird accent.
I'm not sure what that was.
It almost sounded like there were 3 people talking at the same time on top of each other. I don't know. And I
like how E.T. is a little Deborah Winger and a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
It was like there was Liam
Quite
Neeson.
Right.
Like, it was almost like Liam Neeson was doing an impression of someone else doing an impression of someone else doing an impression. It was weird.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one, Mike.
Yeah. All right.
Like
we'll give it a whirl.
You'll probably like it better than Harry Potter.
Yeah. I want to give Harry the benefit of the doubt. I always do. I just, God, dude. They just sit
just
there
do it
for me.
Yeah.
They just don't work for me.
Yeah.
But I haven't read the books and. They're not made for me. They're made for people who read the books.
You're not
so,
their
God
audience.
Bless.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he's Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor of the River Cities Reader. Read his column online. And is this a paper week?
It will be a paper week next week, yes. Yeah. We come out on Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, actually.
And then we will not... we won't be here next Friday.
We will not be here next Friday.
So no. That works out perfectly.
What other movies are opening up?
I'm pretty sure Tangled is opening. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think 127 Days is opening wide.
Hey, do you want to see Tangled tomorrow? We're throwing that screening.
You're going to go to that? Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
I got my pass.
And he's also going to try to catch Raising Arizona again.
Oh man, every week if I can. It's just the greatest.
Let's give away another 4-pack of passes to Rave Motion Picture Cinemas. Be the ninth caller at 326-ROCK, 326-1049, and you get a 4-pack of movies. There's plenty of good stuff to see. A couple things you want to avoid. 326 Rock, 326 1049. Thanks, Mike.